Welcome to The Weekly Option, the podcast for people interested in trading stock options. Each week, we cover trade ideas and opportunities in the stock market right now. Whether you're a beginner, a professional, or just curious about options, this is the show for you. Let's get started. Welcome to The Weekly Option. This is episode 191 on November the 4th, 2021. I'm your host, Eric, and in this week's show, we will cover the trades from last week on Altimeter Growth Corporation, the United States Steel Corporation, and Ford Motor Company, and we discuss three new trades on Bitfarms Limited, Cameco Corporation, and Palantir Technologies. Now, it's always great to hear from listeners. If you have any questions about the trades presented here on the show or even about your own positions, feel free to email me. You can email questions to eric@theweeklyoption.com. That's E-R-I-C at theweeklyoption.com. I've also created a few videos to teach you all the basics of option trading that you'll need to know to be able to follow along with me on this show. You can visit our website and click on the videos tab to watch them, or visit the YouTube channel for The Weekly Option. Now, this week's show is being recorded using prices through the close of business on Thursday, November the 4th. I'm at a weekend retreat and wanted to make sure that I produced the show for you guys this week. So the requirements of the weekend would actually make it a little harder for me to get the job done during the week. So I just wanted to go ahead and knock it out a little bit early so that I could still have the show and we could still follow along with me. So as of Thursday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average had gained 304 points, finishing the day at 36,124 points. The S&P 500 index had gained 74 points this week, closing at 4,680 points on Thursday. And now it's time for the topic of the week. The topic of the week this week is making multiples versus making percentages. Now, one of the fun things about options is the fact that it's built in, there's built-in leverage. Specifically, we get to use less capital to create larger positions. Still, there are ways to multiply your money using options. There are also trades that allow you to capture high percentage returns. So why wouldn't I discuss trades where you can multiply your money on the show? Honestly, it's a personal preference. Everyone likes the idea of paying 25 cents for an out-of-the-money call option that we later sell for $2. That's way more exciting than making $1.75 on a $5 spread that costs you $3.25. Now, it's the same money, but one is a 7x return on your capital and the other is a 53.8% return on capital. So why not take the trade that gets the highest return? It has to do with the likelihood of payoff. It will typically take a large move in the underlying stock to turn 25 cents into $2. Now, I capture 54% returns using in-the-money debit spreads fairly regularly. The truth of the matter is that I should probably take a few gambles along the way. The 25 cent option is like a lotto ticket. The in-the-money spread has some intrinsic value when I buy it and typically is considered a less risky trade. Even though we are all trading options, our individual goals and risk tolerances will shape our trading styles. In fact, some of you would rather be the one selling that 25 cent option, expecting it to expire worthless. In many cases, that's a great trade too, often a better trade. So I seek high percentage returns with the expectation that I'm getting a higher probability outcome for my returns. But to seek the multiples, I should probably buy a lotto ticket option every now and then too. So let's get into the trade review for this week. We'll start off with the covered call on Altimeter Growth Corporation, symbol A as in Alpha, G as in Golf, C as in Charlie. At the time, the stock was trading for $12.59. I looked at buying stock and selling the November 13 call at $1.20, which could give us a return of 12.79% in 3 weeks. Well, Altimeter Growth stock lost 76 cents, closing on Thursday at $11.83 per share. The call option we sold lost 50 cents, leaving us with a net loss of 26 cents so far. Now, if we were to close the trade today, of course. Now, the stock price is still well above our break-even point, which has me somewhat hesitant to make any adjustments yet. You can always roll the option strike lower if you sold the November 12 call, you would collect 85 cents, and that would leave you with a net profit on the week of 59 cents. Still, I would lean towards waiting to see if the stock might pull higher, allowing our initial trade to capture its full level of profit. The break-even point is a good measure to help decide whether or not to make the adjustment or not. This trade still has 2 weeks until expiration, so just keep an eye on it and see how it turns out. You might want to roll that strike, or you might end up capturing that full 12.79% return over the next couple weeks. Our next trade from last week is a credit spread on United States Steel Corporation, symbol X is in X-ray. At the time, the stock was trading for $26.39 per share. I looked at selling the November 25 half 25 put spread at 17 cents, which could give us a maximum possible loss of 33 cents per spread. Well, shares of United States Steel lost 7 cents, closing on Thursday at $26.32 per share. The out-of-the-money put spread we sold is still out-of-the-money, and the spread values have remained roughly the same since we entered the spread last week. So with 2 weeks left until expiration, and since our short strike is quite a ways out of the money still, I expect this one to expire out of the money. You could actually sell a call spread against this as well, but the premium you collect just isn't enough relative to the increased risk of creating a guaranteed loss for yourself. So I wouldn't make any adjustments thus far on this trade either. Certainly stay on top of the share price over the next couple weeks. As long as stock remains above $25.50 at expiration, this spread will expire completely worthless, and that's our goal. And then our final trade from last week was a debit spread on Ford Motor Company, symbol F as in Foxtrot. At the time, the stock was trading for $17.08 per share. I looked at buying the November 16 half 17 call spread for 33 cents, which could give us a maximum gain of 17 cents, or that's a 51.5% return in 3 weeks. Now, shares of Ford gained $2.34 per share, closing on Thursday at $19.42. The in-the-money call spread we purchased is even more in the money. And with 2 weeks left until expiration, it's looking like this spread will expire at full value, marking a 51% return on capital in just a couple more weeks. So no adjustments, of course, are needed. You can widen out the spread value by rolling the short strike higher if you like, but that gets into slightly more advanced structures. If you want to just lock in a strong return over the next couple of weeks, you don't need to do anything fancy. This one is working out well, so no adjustments are needed. Now let's get into the trades for this week. This is going to be our last week trading November monthly options. Of course, we have November monthly expiration on November the 19th, which is just 2 weeks from Friday. So keep that in mind. We're going to look at three more trades this week for November, and then we'll dive into some December trades going forward. So we're going to start off with the covered call. I'm looking at Bitfarms Limited, symbol B as in Bravo, I as in India, T as in Tango, F as in Foxtrot. The stock ended the week at $7.20 per share. I'm looking at buying stock and selling the November 7.5 call at 79 cents, which could give us a maximum return of 15% in 2 weeks. Now, you enter this trade by buying stock for $7.20 and selling the November 7.5 call at 79 cents. This trade makes the most money if stock prices finish above $7.50 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $6.41 per share. Now, in real terms, the stock purchase would require $720, and you would collect $79 for selling the option. Our next trade on the week is going to be a credit spread. I'm looking at Cameco Corporation, symbol C as in Charlie, C as in Charlie, J as in Juliet. And I may be completely mispronouncing this, but I don't think so. the stock has ended on Thursday, closed on Thursday at $27.15 per share. I'm looking at selling the November 26 half 26 put spread at 15 cents, which can give us a maximum possible loss of 35 cents per spread. Now, you enter this trade by selling the November 26 half put at $1.03 and concurrently buying the 26 put, the November 26 put, for 88 cents. This is a credit spread because we are selling the spread And this trade makes the most money if stock prices remain above $26.50 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $26.35. And in real terms, you would collect $15 per spread that you sell and have $35 at risk. And then our final trade on the week is going to be a debit spread. I'm looking at Palantir Technologies, which we haven't traded for a little bit. Symbol P as in Papa, L as in Lima, T as in Tango, R as in Romeo. The stock has ended on Thursday at $26.47. I'm looking at buying the November 25 half call spread for 33 cents, which can give us a maximum gain of 17 cents or a 51% return on our capital in 2 weeks. Now, just as a side note, Palantir does have earnings next week, just before expiration of November. But if you look at the last three quarters of earnings, they've done quite well. So I'm hoping for the same with this trade. But there is, during earnings season, a little bit more risk to some of these trades. So you enter this trade by buying the November 25 call for $2.25 and concurrently selling the November 25 half call at $1.92. This is a debit spread because we are buying the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices expire above $25.50 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $25.33 per share, and in real terms, you'll pay $33 to enter the spread, and your maximum gain is $17 per spread. So that's it for this week's show. Thanks again for following and listening along. Sorry that it's being recorded on Thursday, so you're not getting the Friday over Friday, the full week that we normally give, but hopefully this will still give you an idea or inspire you on some possible trades this week and get you going trading options. So thanks so much. I owe a few people some email. You'll hear from me soon. And I hope you guys have a fantastic weekend. And as always, happy trading. Thank you for listening to the Weekly Option Podcast. Please subscribe to our show and visit us at www.theweeklyoption.com. Disclaimer, there is a very high degree of risk involved in trading. The indicators and strategies described in this podcast are for educational purposes only and should not be construed as investment advice. For our full disclaimer, visit our website at www.theweeklyoption.com.